What is your relationship with currently?
Well, we have been separated since 2016, so we don't have a relationship currently because we haven't been speaking.
But you're still married to her, you're just separated?
Yes.
You're not divorced?
Not as yet.
What was your relationship like with her in the past?
Well, we shared a husband and wife relationship, married from 2012 until 2016 when we decided we were going to split up. It's actually, she had an extramarital affair. The person she was living with, she left me for.
And in that time, you had a child together?
Yes. We had a baby girl who's 3 years old.
So tell me a bit about that. What was your relationship like with your child?
Father-dad relationship. It was, from my point of view, it was a very happy relationship. We spent a lot of time together. We should go out, Gateway, took her to Flag Farm. So we did a lot of stuff. There were no issues at that time. Mm-hmm. So we had a good bond between my daughter and I.
So when did the issues come in? What went wrong?
Well, the only issues that obviously asked from now as to what has happened after we split up is when I was not able to see my daughter, and the issue where now she has been, or she was, hospitalized.
So how old was your child when you split?
She was 3 years.
3 years old?
Yes. It was 2016 we split up.
And then I just want to paint the picture for me. So you split from her. Could you see your child? Did you have access to your child?
I didn't. She denied me access. Therefore, I had to go to court, into Zuma court, where we actually got, they gave me a court order to have alternate weekends. And that's when I started visiting my daughter again.
And tell me about these alternate weekends. Did you visit her or did the child visit you?
My daughter came to, I had to fetch her and drop her off when the time was right. Mm. So she came to where I was staying, which was in Unit 20. So it was from Friday till Sunday. So we spent the weekends together. It was happy days for me. We were reconciling again. It was after a long time. So I actually enjoyed the visits, but it was very few because I was actually stopped after that.
And what is your relationship with your child like now?
Right now, actually, we again bonding. I've been seeing her very often on a weekly basis. I actually saw her 2 days ago. We went for appointments and stuff. But it's actually much better now.
What is the state of her mind? How is your child at the moment?
Honestly, I'll tell you, the thing is, I don't spend that much time with her. It's limited visits right now. But from what I see, she's actually improving very well. However, she is traumatized. The situation she has been put through, because I do speak to the social workers, I do speak to the lady that where she stays. So the lady actually explains to me, she has a lot of fear in her. Like you cannot throw her up, you know, like catch her, or you cannot swing her around because she's been thrown around and those things. So she has a lot of fear in her. She's traumatized severely. So she has her appointments. She's going for psychological appointments, therapy, all of these things. And I'm sure in time everything should come right.
Does she ever ask about her mother?
Okay, I would assume she does ask about her mother because she lived with her mother for so long. So I'm sure she would be asking. But obviously she's living with someone else at the moment. So I'm sure she speaks to her about her mom. I'm sure she even misses her too.
Yeah. You know, you paint this amazing picture for me, but according to your ex-wife, she says that there are allegations of sexual abuse against you, that you've abused your child sexually. How do you respond to that?
Well, I deny that because I never did anything like that. And the allegations only came up last year after I had been to the social worker stating that I had sexually abused my daughter. There was no case opened. There was nothing done. She made an affidavit and said, I did that.
She said she took the child to the doctor.
She did, yes. The report states there was no internal damage. So the report says I did nothing to her. So that's the therapy she's actually going for. And there's no evidence that has come up so far.
So what alleges is that you coached the child into saying that nothing happened.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. However, I only saw for a little bit while, like three weekends, I think it was, right? And from past experiences, you would actually notice that she coaches my daughter, because when my daughter was beaten up and put in hospital, she was told to say she fell off a bicycle, which she stuck to.
Why do you think these allegations have come up? Why, if, as you say, they're not true, she's making them up. Why do you think she's doing this?
When I was, or when I had visitation rights to my daughter, I was picking up on stuff that was obviously wrong with her. She was very untidy. She had nits and lice in her hair. So I was finding out that she was being neglected. She was left alone at home while they were at work. So that's the reason why I approached the Phoenix Child Welfare. And I just assumed she wanted to keep me away because she didn't want me to know as to what was going on.
When you say left alone at home, just unsupervised, was there someone in the house?
No one was at home. She was alone.
So this 4-year-old child was alone in the house?
Alone at home.
While they've gone off to work?
Yes.
What do you feel about that?
It's very hard to say what I feel because you don't do that to a child. I mean, if something happened, who was going to be there, you know? I don't know how to explain it, but I would never do that.
Did you watch the video that emerged of your child being beaten?
I had watched a few seconds of it because I didn't know what had happened at that moment. I was shown it by the social workers in Albert Luthuli, and I couldn't watch it because I grew my child up from small and I never did anything like that to her. To see something like that, it's very hurtful.
So what was going through your mind when you watched that video?
I didn't watch the whole video. That's the thing. I saw her just in the beginning when she grabbed her and she threw her to the floor and I stopped. And I didn't want to know what she had done to her because I actually had seen her before I saw my daughter before I saw the video, and it was not a pretty sight.
As far as you know, was this the first time she'd beat up your child, or did she do this while you were together as well?
While we were together, I always told her I don't want her to hit baby because you can always speak or you can show her the right way. So I never seen her hitting her, but she used to get very, she was temperamental. So I never saw her hit her, but even when I heard that she had done it, I didn't believe it because I never saw it all the time we were together.
The fact is, I mean, she didn't just hit her. She essentially assaulted this child. She kicked her in her ribs. Yes. This is a 4-year-old child who had wet her pants, which is what 4-year-old kids do. Yes. And that was the reaction.
Yes, that is exactly. I couldn't understand what was the reaction or why would she do that for a simple thing as that.
How does that sit with you?
It doesn't sit well because, in any case, if I was in that situation and my daughter was doing that, I would take care of her. I would try and train her properly to get to the place where she needed to be, not assault her like that.
But while this assault was going on, her boyfriend was sitting on the bed videotaping the entire thing. What do you think about that?
I think that's sick. I mean, he could have stopped her. So there's a lot of stories going around as to what has happened, and I actually have heard my daughter tell me what has happened. So I just think out of what he did, it was just something that was for them, you know. But he's also in this, basically.
From your interactions with your daughter and chats with her, was she abused in that home?
Physical abuse, yes. She does tell you everything that has happened.
When was the last time you saw your child?
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on actually Wednesday. It was a happy moment for me because I got to spend a lot of time with her, and I took her for a physio session, so I saw the things that she has to do, you know, the exercises and stuff. And she's getting much, much better. You know, she's progressing very well.
Mm. Did you always want to be a father?
Yeah, I love children. So I wanted to be a dad. And I love my first daughter, so yeah.
So also alleges that you took drugs in front of your child when you were together.
That's a lie. Yes, I did do drugs. I've been clean for 18 months. I'm going for periodic drug tests, which all come out negative. So, yes, I did do drugs, but never in front of my child.
Did you do drugs while you were a family, basically?
Yes, on my own I did. I was actually out of the house, another friend's house, basically. She knew about it. However, I never did it at home, in the room, while my child was there. I always kept it out of the house.
Did you ever physically abuse
No.
Because you know this is what she's claiming.
I know she's claiming a lot of stuff. She's made an affidavit, sent it to court stating I did a lot of stuff. And
so where is all this coming from?
I have no idea where it's coming from, but she's been making a whole lot of, or speaking a whole lot of lies. Maybe it's to create a bad impression of about me. Maybe she doesn't want me to get my daughter. I don't know as to why or where it is coming from.
So ultimately, what would you like to see happen?
With the case, I would probably like to see justice being taken. Because at the end of the day, no matter whatever reason she's claiming she did it for, that was a helpless four-year-old child. And her job was to protect her.
So what do you believe is just in this case?
Okay, so as I've mentioned, she's been charged for attempted murder. So I don't know what the sentencing on that or how it works. But I would like the court to actually see, give her the full outcome of it.
So, you know, when this case first emerged, there was there was the boyfriend who were coming under a lot of flack. But so were you. People were asking, where's the father?
Right.
What do you want to say to those people? Where were you during that time?
I was there. Just that no one knew that I was there. Because I was actually fighting for my daughter from last year. From last year, June. And because of all these allegations that were made against me by her, I was kept away. So our case was actually coming up on April 24th. So I was not able to see my daughter since September. And all this stuff was been going around. When I did find out that my daughter was in hospital, I actually found out 5 days later from a friend. I was not informed by Hannah or the police or by anybody. And I was frantic. I got to the hospital. I went to see for my daughter and I find out that she's admitted under a false name. But I managed to get to find her. And ever since, when she was in hospital, I was with her every single day.
Did you ultimately want to be reunited with your daughter?
I am actually reunited at the moment.
In terms of you want full custody
of your daughter? Yes, that's what I want.
So how would you ensure that your child is safe at all times?
I have a good support structure. I have people who are standing behind me, who is there for me throughout, not just now because of what happened, but before this when I was going to court. So I would ensure that I have to show her a lot of love. I have to make her believe that this is not her fault, because basically she's a child, that's what she's going to believe. I've got to be there for her and ensure that I can protect and obviously keep her safe. Because at the end of the day, although the mother did this, I also have to feel guilty because I couldn't protect her.
So do you say that when you received her on one of your visits, she had nits and lice in her hair, she was unkempt, she told you that she was left alone at home while they went to work. What did you do?
I approached the social worker. So obviously, on her side, we cleaned up, took out the nits and lice, bought clothes for her. We made sure she was, well taken care of, but it was for a few days because it's on the weekend. Thereafter, I approached a social worker to actually find out, because I didn't know the procedures. It's the first time I was experiencing something like this. So I actually approached a social worker to see what I should do. The matter was already in court, in Zuma court, and we were supposed to go to Verulam thereafter. So I was actually told, you know what, it's already in court, and when you go to court, you need to use or show them all of this.
So when you told the social worker about that, did they act on it? Did they get the police involved? Did they take statements?
They didn't get the police involved. No statements. But I just went there to explain to them as to what was going on. But I know they did. What they did do was they did pay a visit to or at her home, but they were unsuccessful at meeting her and stuff.
Is your complaint on record with the Phoenix Child Welfare?
I don't know if it's on record, but I did sign in when I went there.
So you went there, you spoke to the social worker. Did she take notes? Did she tell you what she was going to do?
She didn't really take notes. We just had a conversation like how we are having right now. And she explained to me their process as to how it works.
Which is what?
So she explained to me, that if you have proof, basically this is the steps we would take, and we'll go and check up on the house and check up on baby and see what condition she's been living in. And I also explained to them that my daughter was not living with the mother, she was living at another property. So they actually told me, it's in the same, it's the same case as if you were working and you left her in a crash. So there was nothing that they could really do about that. So I explained them everything about, you know, the nuts and lies that, that she's been left alone, and that I cannot get proof as to her being left alone. It's my daughter's word for it, 4 years old.
Mm.
So they said, no, I'd have to get an affidavit, but the matter is already in court. At the moment, it wasn't in Tizuma court, and they will handle the situation. When I go to court, I need to explain to them as to what is going on, and they'll make a decision.
I'm just trying to understand the timeline. So you received the child, you found that she was unkempt, you went to the social worker. They told you the matter was in court. What matter was in court?
The same matter for visitation.
Which means they would have had to have gone to the police. There would have had to have been some kind of investigation in order for it, the matter to get to court.
No, I opened the case.
Opened the case.
Yes, because I wanted to, because I was denied access. So I wanted to visit my daughter. So I went to the police in Phoenix first. When I went to go see my daughter.
Okay, now I understand.
Yes, so there's, I was denied access. The mother never even came out. I spoke to the boyfriend, and he sent us around Phoenix looking, saying, no, they are at this place, no, they are at that place, but they were nowhere. So we couldn't find them. So I went to the police, and then they advised me, you know what, there's nothing that they can actually do. I need to go to court. So it was on a Friday night, actually. Monday morning, I went to court in Tizuma. I opened up a case to be able to visit my daughter. They called in, and we spoke about it, and I had visitation rights in August.
According to an NGO who's working on this case, they said it wasn't the first time that your child was taken to a clinic or a doctor with these kind of injuries. Did you know about this?
I was not made aware until after everything. I was not know she had been taken to a clinic or anything like that. But after everything had happened, I heard that she had been physically abused before. But I didn't know she was taken to a clinic or anything like that.
What was your reaction as a father to hear that your child,
you know,
was physically abused?
If, you know, being a father and knowing you're supposed to protect your child and finding out something like this has happened, it breaks you. There's no words to describe it, because at the end of the day, that's a helpless 4-year-old child. And in your mind, all you can think about is that, you know what, I'm supposed to be there and ensure this does not happen to her. But I was kept away. I couldn't do anything about it. And then you find out, you know what, your daughter's in hospital.
Do you blame yourself at all?
Yes, I would have to blame myself because I'm a dad. I feel guilty.
Mm. So where to from here for you?
All I can see is I'm moving forward. I'm setting my life up. I'm planning to give my daughter a good life. I'm planning to ensure that she has a future. I'm just making sure that I am on the right path so that I can obviously take care of her.
And that she doesn't go into the system.
Yes. That's what I'm fighting for.